Welcome, gang, to Hildegard's Radio Room. For the music of Harry Sosnick and his orchestra, our special guests of the evening, there goes the spotlight, and here she comes, our vivacious star, the incomparable Hildegard.
Sing, everybody, sing a song. Sing, and you simply can't go wrong. Let the song float around everywhere. On the land, on the sea, in the air. Everybody sing, it will make you feel so proud. So, try to make it good and loud. Day and night, and make it sweet. Take it right on the beat. Sing, everybody sing. Sing, give out with that do-re-mi. Let's sing a song of jubilee. On the land, on the sea, celebrate victory. Sing, 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 everybody sing. Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My, we're really honored tonight. Surrounding me are several hundred handsome servicemen just returned from overseas. Welcome home, boys! Thank you. And while I'm in the welcoming mood, I must greet three of Hollywood's most handsome he-men who are here tonight. Harry, quickly, let's walk around the tables before my nose gets shiny. Hello, Hildegard.
Well, Patsy Kelly. I might have known that on a night like this you'd be here.
Boy, say hello to the great comedian Patsy Kelly.
Well, hiya, fellas. Wow, 200 servicemen. That's what I call service.
Patsy, remember what I told you. We have to let that, come up. Patsy, remember what I told you. You shouldn't chase men.
Oh, I'm through with that stuff, Hildegard. I'm independent now. I only chase them downhill. But men have changed.
Really?
Yeah, they used to be interested in a girl only for her looks, her figure, her room. But nowadays, men are interested in a girl for her, You know, they haven't changed a bit.
Ah, Patsy, these days men like their women to be subtle, charming, and elegant.
Yeah, I think I'll give this Fritzy stuff a try. All I need is a man to try it
on. Oh, we can take care of that in a minute.
Minutes? With me, it's a life's work. Oh, but Hildegard, you know all about the society stuff. Now, what'll I talk about in case I get stuck?
Well, now, let's see. What do the real creme de la creme always talk about? Oh, I know what. The fox hunt.
The what hunt?
The fox hunt.
Oh, the fox hunt.
You see, Patsy, in high society, they wake up early in the morning and put on red coats, blow a horn, and start chasing a fox.
Boy, what a hangover they must have.
But that's what they talk about.
Oh, I see.
Oh, Patsy, there's Walter Abel at the next table practically touching you.
It's that practically that's killing me.
Oh, he's very elegant. The creme de la creme. Oh, good evening, Walter. I'm glad to see you back in the Raleigh room.
Good evening, Hildegard.
Walter, they tell me you've given some wonderful performances in your new picture. Pictures, rather, Kiss and Tell and The Kid from Brooklyn.
Oh, thanks. Hildegard, you're looking marvelous tonight.
Why, thank you. You know Patsy Kelly, of course.
Yes. Hildegard, you never look better.
The same romantic Walter.
Well, but isn't
Hildegard. You're a haunting dream. A vision of pristine loveliness, Hildegard.
Oh, how sweet, how poetic.
Your beauty is lyrical.
Mm-hmm. Anybody been on a fox hunt lately?
Patsy, how's the old girl?
Oh, my dear, dear fellow, you're looking at the new post-war Patsy.
Wow, let's go back to Meatless Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't understand, Walter. Patsy has become an elegant lady.
Right, I'm the cream de la cheese. I'm a real social lion.
Ness.
I said I'm a social lion.
Ness.
Ness to you.
What are you talking about?
I'm a lady. I get up in the morning, I go out and blow a horn.
Oh, Patsy, that's not quite right.
Oh, naturally, I put on my red coat first. Then me and my whole family, we go riding.
Oh, I see. The fox hunt.
Yeah, the fox hunt.
Tally-ho and yoicks.
You don't have to insult my whole family.
Oh, dear, it's not working out quite right. But thank you anyway, Walter. Patsy, dear Patsy, don't get discouraged.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. Just keep practicing to yourself while I walk into the romantic blue spotlight to sing my song.
Okay.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, a lilting melody that is charming America, full of the promise of tomorrow for all of the lovers in the world today. It is called I'll Buy That Dream. Imagine me with my head on your shoulder and you with your lips getting bolder, a sky full of moon and a sweet mellow tune. I'll buy that dream. Imagine me in a gown white and flowery, and you thanking Dad for my dowry. A church full of folks and those last minute strokes. I'll buy that dream. A honeymoon in Cairo in a brand new autogyro, then home by rocket in a wing. We'll settle down near Dallas in a little plastic palace. It's not as crazy as you think. Imagine me on our first anniversary with someone like you in the nursery. It doesn't sound bad, and if it can be had, I'll buy that dream. A honeymoon in Cairo in a brand new autogyro, then home by rocket in a wing. We'll settle down near Dallas in a little plastic palace. It doesn't sound as crazy as you think. Imagine me on our first anniversary with someone like you in the nursery. It doesn't sound bad, and if it can be had, I'll buy that dream. How love will start. How are we to tell what's in a heart? Should I ask what you're meant for me? Would you deny what's meant to be? Who are we to say? How can we know if love is here to stay or someday may go? If our hearts want to sing and our lips want to cling, who are we to say no? Who are we to say? How can we know if love is here to stay or someday may go? So if our hearts want to sing and our lips want to cling,
that handsome Lee Sullivan. Waltz me right over to him, please. Oh, here, there's Charlie. Oh, good evening, Lee.
Oh, hello, Hildegard.
Now, Lee, I've been wanting to tell you how much I enjoyed your singing and acting in Bing Crosby's production of The Great John L. Please come up to the floor. I want everyone to meet you. Take a deep bow. Lee Sullivan. Hello, Lee. Lee, tell me, what brings you to such a good-looking young man here?
Well, you ought to know. The good food.
Isn't there something more personal?
Oh, sure. I'm crazy about Harry Sosnick's orchestra.
Well, I ask for it, but anyway... Someone seems to have been having a little difficulty with a stick. Oh, it's Patsy Kelly.
Oh, pardon me. I was just trying to catch your attention. I mean, cut my meat. Sorry.
Well, Patsy, that was well timed. I see you've got that I-want-to-meet-this-young-man-gentleman look in your eye.
How do you do, sir? You're not, perchance, Officer Pat O'Reilly, who has the beat around the Fulton Fish Market.
Patsy, this is Lee Sullivan.
Oh, of course, Mr. Sullivan. How silly of me. Where is your beat?
Patsy, Mr. Sullivan is a popular young movie actor.
Oh, really? Oh, Mr. Sullivan, would you care to join me and we can hunt a fox together?
Why, did you lose one?
No, I mean with the red coat. You know, you get up with the horn, tally-ho, you go with the oiks, Oh, forget it. Toodaloo and yip-yip-tahoo
to your coat. Gee, she's a smart lady.
Lee, I heard you sing in The Great John L., and I have a wonderful idea just for the two of us.
Well, you'll have to ask my father.
Lee, I'm talking about singing a duet. And this is the night for it. You know why? Because at the corner table sits Mr. Jack Capp, the president of Decca Records, my recording boss. Dear, dear Decca. You know, Lee, Decca has some pretty big stars. He can make a recording star overnight. Would you like to meet him?
Well, meeting an important man like that makes me awful nervous.
Oh, don't be silly, Lee. He's very nice. Jack Capp, I know it's a little unusual for a business executive, but would you come up and share the spotlight with me? Oh, it won't bite you. Oh, thank you, Mr. Capp.
Good evening, Hildegard.
Mr. Capp, this is Lee Sullivan.
Hello, Lee.
Oh, gee. Well, I'm glad to cap you, Mr. Decca. I'm glad to.
Now, take it easy, Lee. And Mr. Capp, don't quiver so much. After all, you don't have to sing. Now, come on, Lee. Pull yourself together. You and I'll do a chorus of The Girlfriend, and Mr. Decca will listen, okay?
Unaccustomed as I am to listening, I'd be delighted.
Good. Harry Sosnick, a downbeat, si vous please. Isn't she cute? Isn't she sweet? She's gentle
and mentally nearly complete. She's knockout, she's regal.
Her beauty's illegal. She's the girlfriend. Take her to dance, take her to tea.
It's stunning how cunning this lady can be.
A look at this vision will cause a collision. She's the girlfriend.
She is smart, she's refined. How can she be real?
She has heart, she has mind. Well, the girl's ideal.
Isn't she cute? Isn't she sweet? An eyeful you'll die, full of pleasure to meet.
In my funny fashion, I'm cursed with a passion for the girlfriend.
Thank you, Lee. Oh, that was splendid. And no matter how many hit records you make, remember, you made your first hit with me. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the photographers have been very busy at that ringside table snapping pictures of Burgess Meredith all evening. And I think it's about time I introduced you to him, one of the distinguished figures of the stage and screen, actor, producer, Burgess Meredith. Good evening, Burgess. Burgess, in honor of your work in the Army and your brilliant performances and pictures, mm-hmm. I can't give you any medals, but here is my own special award.
Mm-hmm. Hildegard, I also helped an old lady cross the street today.
Now, now. Now, Burgess, tell me, you've been on Broadway, in the Broadway theaters, and in Hollywood. Now, which do actors prefer?
Well, now, Broadway has glamour, excitement, great traditions.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, Hollywood pays more money.
Yes.
That's all.
Oh, Burgess, I thought you artists are interested in higher things.
Yes, higher salaries.
Now, Burgess, I heard about the work you're doing in Hollywood, starting out with your own little unit on a modest budget, and I'm sure you'll soon be seeing a lot of finished products bearing your name.
Are you talking about making pictures or raising a family?
Well, I heard you're an independent producer.
Oh, some truth to that. I hope you're talking about my first production, The Diary of a Chambermaid.
Diary of a Chambermaid?
Yes.
Sounds like it will clean up. wasn't that a good joke?
It wasn't.
Oh, well. Burgess, who plays the part of the chambermaid?
The part of the chambermaid, played by a little girl named Paulette Gadoo, Why give her a plug?
Oh, the lucky girl. How did she get the role?
Politics.
Doesn't sound very democratic. Burgess, why don't you finish your dinner? Because there's something I'd like you to do for me later.
Paulette! Well, what's good on the menu here?
Oh, Burgess, our steaks are wonderful.
Nice, thick, juicy tenderloin steak?
Mm-hmm, nice and thick.
Smothered in onions. With mushrooms and French fried potatoes?
With mushrooms and fried French potatoes.
Let's do the last two of them. With mushrooms and French fried potatoes?
With mushrooms and French fried potatoes. That we always recommend. But remember, Burgess, Mr. Jack Capp of Decca Records is here, and you know they put out dramatic albums with Hollywood stars.
I do.
Yes, and he saw I sat up all night and wrote a play, and I think it's got something, because I put so much of myself into it.
It ought to have some great lines.
Burgess, what an eye you have for talent.
Thank you.
Now, so if we act it out tonight with you, Patsy, Lee, and Walter, maybe Mr. Capp will record it. All right?
Fine.
But first, I'd like to sing a song written by someone who I'm sure had Patsy Kelly's troubles in mind.
Good for you.
A fine romance with no kisses. A fine romance. My friend, this is, we should be like a couple of hot tomatoes. But you're as cold as yesterday's mashed potatoes. A fine romance, you won't nestle. A fine romance, you won't wrestle. I might as well play bridge with my old maid aunt. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance. Oh, a fine romance, my good fellow. You take romance, and I'll take jello. You're calmer than the seals in the Arctic Ocean. At least they flap their fins to express emotion. A fine romance with no quarrels, with no insults, and all morals. I've never mussed the crease in your blue serge pants. I never get the chance. This is a fine romance.
Thank you. Burgess Meredith, Walter Abel, Lee Sullivan, Patsy Kelly, will you please step up? Thank you. Now, don't crowd me. Now, this is a courtroom drama. By that, I mean it takes place in a courtroom.
She makes everything so clear.
Thank you, Burgess. Now, you and Walter are the opposing lawyers. And here are your parts. Now, I'm going to sit on the bench.
Can I cuddle up to you and read the script over your shoulder?
Yeah. No, you're defending Patsy. Patsy's on trial for larceny.
Petty?
Oh, I'd love to.
Wait a minute. One of my pages is written on rye crisp. What's the idea?
Well, later on, the judge makes you eat your words. Besides, I ran out of paper. All right, we're ready. Lee Sullivan, you keep order in the court. Mr. Capp, here we go. The title of this courtroom drama is June won't be busting out all over because June got 30 days.
Order in the court! No smoking in the court!
Attorney Abel, address the jury.
Dear jury, when you hear what I have to say, your spines will tingle. Your ears will be continued on in the next page. I think the whole page is. Dear jury, our problem tonight is a woman.
That's our problem every night.
No interruptions, please.
Yes, I'm sorry.
I have respect for women. Just think, jury, what sort of place would this world be without women? Nothing but baseball teams.
Hooray for Greenberg!
Hear, hear!
I object! I object!
Miss Kelly, what do you object to?
Everybody's ignoring me.
But this woman, Patsy Kelly, is dangerous. She is wily. She is cunning. She is baked by the National Biscuit Company.
Will somebody please get rid of that rye crisp?
No smoking in the court!
Attorney for the defense, Mr. Meredith.
Well, I disagree with every word Mr. Abel has uttered.
Why do you say that?
Makes it sound as if I was listening. Your Honor, look at this lovely defendant. She is a woman. What is a woman?
Are you kidding?
A woman is just a little girl with alterations here and there.
Here, here.
There, there.
I can see Patsy is a sweet young maiden strolling in the meadows, a steady rain beating against her cheeks with that strange wondering look in her eye.
Yeah, I'm wondering what happened to my umbrella.
This tender little flower walking in her bare little feet.
Oh, fine. Now I lost my shoe.
This unfortunate woman is innocent.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah?
No smoking in the car!
Gentlemen, gentlemen, get to the point.
Yes, please. I'm still lost in the cow pasture without my shoes.
Miss Kelly, what have you to say in your defense?
Your Honor, it all happened on account of a man. We were sitting in the movies.
What was playing?
Who knows? We were sitting in the movies and he puts his arms around me.
Like this?
Yes, Virgin. Well, thanks.
No trouble.
Hold me. Oh, come on. Tighter. Tighter? Too tight.
Pardon me.
And then I look into his fiery eyes and I put my arms around him like this. And I whisper, I love you. Oh, kiss me. Kiss me. I'm a flame.
No smoking in the car.
Kiss me.
Hurry, a downbeat, please. I like you very much. I think you're grand. Why is it that when I feel your touch, my heart starts to beat the band? I like to hold you tight. You are too divine. If you want to be in someone's arms tonight, just be sure the arms here in our mind. Oh, I like your lips. And I like your eyes. Would you like my hips? Two hips hypnotize you. See the moon above. Way up in the blue. See, senor, I think I fall in love. And when I fall in love, I fall for you. Ay, 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 ay. See. Ay, 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 ay. Can see that you're for me. Ay, ay, ay. And now I hasten into our grand finale, a song which I did not write, a delightful, vivacious song from below the border, Acapulco. If you're romantic, chum, pack up your duds and come to Acapulco. You put your cares in hock and throw away your clock in Acapulco, where you can be as lazy as a daisy drifting in a blue lagoon. You're wide awake at night because you do your dreaming in the afternoon. You get a Latin glow way down in Mexico below the border. And in a spot like this, if you refuse a kiss, you're out of order. And when the moon is new, it's like a honeydew. Come on and get yourself a slice. And if you can't see Acapulco, then you can call it paradise. When you meet someone you like to have a conversation. When you do not understand, it's such a touchy situation. But you mustn't let it bother you. You only have to know. Chica Linda, pretty baby, yo te quiero, I adore you, yo te quiero, Chica Linda, muchisisisimo. As you're sitting in the sun, you save a picture of papaya, while you listen to a parrot that they call a papagaya. And you learn a lot of phrases that are very apropos. Chica Linda, pretty baby, dame un beso, won't you kiss me? Chica Linda, pretty baby, dame un beso, dámelo. You need a new huarachas when the mariachas start to play there. And after you depart, I know your crazy heart is going to stay there. And if I haven't sold you with the things I've told you, then I must repeat it twice, that if you can't see Acapulco, then you can call it paradise. Marvelous, you should care for me. Soulful night, paradise, it's what I love to see. You've made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous. Oh, it's wonderful, it's marvelous that you should care for me. My dear, it's four-leaf clover time. From now on, my heart's working overtime. Oh, it's wonderful, and it's marvelous that you should care for me.
Starring Hildegard came to you from New York. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
You've completely stolen my heart.